This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Bernie Sanders has decisively won the Nevada Democratic caucuses, solidifying his lead for his party's presidential nomination. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
After a virtual tie in Iowa, victory in New Hampshire, and a clear win in Nevada, Senator Bernie Sanders called for party unity.
If we stand together, we will not only defeat Trump, we will transform this country and create a government and an economy that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors. Thank you all very much.
Joe Biden, although a distant second, was upbeat.
You know, the press is ready to declare people dead quickly, but we're alive and we're coming back and we're going to win.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is putting his country on its highest alert for infectious diseases, saying officials should take unprecedented powerful steps to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The country reports 123 more cases on Sunday, raising the country's total to 556, with five deaths. China says it has nearly 650 new cases today. People are desperately digging by hand in Turkey to reach survivors from a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck early Sunday morning. The quake was in Iran near its border with Turkey. A Turkish official says eight people were killed by the quake, while others remain trapped under collapsed buildings. For more on any of these stories, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan reported Saturday the conflict in Afghanistan killed more than 3,400 civilians and injured nearly 7,000 others in 2019. The group's human rights chief, Fiona Fraser, says the Taliban, Islamic State, and other militant groups are responsible for nearly 50% of the deaths.
UNAMA has again documented for the sixth year in a row that there have been over 10,000 civilian casualties caused by the armed conflict. A third of those are people who've been killed, men, women, boys, and girls.
The report comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. The move paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. Officials in Iran haven't announced the full results from parliamentary elections 2 days ago, but on Sunday, the country's supreme leader accused enemy propaganda of trying to dissuade people from voting by amplifying the threat of the coronavirus. Authorities have also not said how many Iranians voted in the polls. A low turnout could signal widespread dissatisfaction with Iran's clerical rulers. It's a new beginning in South Sudan. A day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government, opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy. Kiir declared the country can now move forward.
We solemnly swear that we will work together to preserve the lives of our people and preserve their unity.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013, 2 years after winning a long-fought independence from Sudan. The highway that links the Syrian capital with the northern city of Aleppo is open for public use for the first time in nearly 8 years. This comes after government forces recently captured parts of the M5 highway previously held by insurgents. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have made a big decision as they step back from their royal duties. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
It's Sussex Royal no more. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have decided not to use the word royal in their branding after they start a new life in Canada, having chosen to step back from royal duties. The decision follows weeks of talks between the couple and the British royal family about just how they'll present themselves to the world in future. Harry is still a prince, however, and the couple will still retain their formal titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.